was untrue, just like you and everything you said. Thought it would last, part of the past came and faded away. Everything I gave, you spit in my face. How can I forgive? Time laid a waste, spending in haste, as long as I live.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the broadcast coming your way. Phone lines are open. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. If you got something on your mind. Now, this is something I got in the email from one of the listeners that sends all kinds of stuff out. We have become a nation that has lost its collective mind. And this is from a guy named John. If a dude pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russian influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. Inflammatory rhetoric is outrageous, but harassing people in restaurants is virtuous. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. And I've talked about that, folks. That's one of my pet peeves. You went out of your college debt? Give me the degree back. We'll erase it. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbanger who jumps the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison. But if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there's no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they are doing right now. Criminals are catch and release to hurt more people. But stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racists. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, no civility, and people are dying of a Chinese virus. We are living in an upside-down world for sure. Interesting stuff. Let's see here. Let's get clip six ready, Ken. And this is about the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum. Let's go ahead and roll it.
U.S. Army soldier who recently confessed to planning a deadly attack on his own unit after passing along sensitive information to a white supremacist group. The Justice Department announced Monday an indictment unsealed accusing the 22-year-old of collaborating with the Order of Nine Angles, O9A, an occult-based neo-Nazi organization, to carry out a deadly ambush, according to the press release. The department claims the private sent information, including the unit's location, movements and securities, to the racially motivated group, the criminal complaint states. Melzer, who hails from Louisville, Kentucky, is being charged with conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals, conspiring and attempting to murder military service members, providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists, and conspiring to murder and maim in a foreign country, the release continues. As the indictment lays out, Ethan Melzer plotted a deadly ambush on his fellow soldiers in the service of a diabolical cocktail of ideologies laced with hate and violence, said Assistant Attorney General for National Security John C. Demers.
So I have that down as clip 7, Ken. But anyway, Ethan Melzer, Order of Nine Angels, okay? Interesting that they're linking all this right now. I thought this was, it reeks to me of some sort of kind of a psyop, patsy operation. All right. Now, there's a lot floating around out here about the Russians running white nationalist propaganda. Okay. And that the other, and then on the other hand, running BLM stuff. You know, John Birch Society, going way back to where when I got involved with it in the 90s, they really looked at the Kremlin. And you can get into the Yuri Bezmenov stuff and all that stuff where, you know, the Russians with Putin, we saw this lionization of Putin over the last 5 years in the alternative media, to where everybody was riding Putin's coattails and thinking he was the greatest leader in the world and so forth and so on. And perestroika deception type things were always in the back of my mind, and with Putin being KGB, and, you know, it almost seems like the Democrats with the Russia, Russia, Russia thing almost desensitized us to the fact that even layers down deeper, in collusion with the Chinese, which we know that the Democratic Party is in heavy collusion with the Chinese. They're, you know, they're running the racial and cultural destabilization operations. All right. So the Democrats and the Clintons being involved with the Uranium One scheme, blaming Trump for the Russia, Russia, Russia stuff. But then some actual, let's just say, possibilities of a lot of things running under the surface with almost a Soviet-esque operation still in place to destabilize the country, along with the Chinese. And so where all the truth is, it's hard to really say, but we're witnessing the complete destabilization of the country, and everything, you know, whether it's everybody wants to blame George Soros first and foremost, and yes, he's a billionaire front for the Rothschilds and so forth and so on. But these countries, they've got central banks, folks, Russia and China, and so they're part of the central bank system. And there's been these hostilities there for a long time with, you know, all of the spy games going on, but, you know, for decades with the United States and the Soviet Union, the cloak and dagger and all that stuff. It's a lot. Let's take Mark in Philly. You'll be first. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hello, Robert. This is Mark the Spark in Philadelphia. I'm originally from Missouri.
Yeah.
And I'm a veteran like yourself. I'm a Navy veteran. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit older than you. I was born in 60. Served from 78 to 82 in the Navy. So, first of all, I would like to acknowledge, I don't know if you heard, that Frank, and I'm just catching on to your show in the second hour.
Oh, okay. Frank, I covered it in the first hour, sure.
Okay, that's cool. And listen, I learned a lot from Frank, and what I learned was by his example. Marine, you guys got some kind of code going on because you know, and I appreciate you being a Marine. I'm a little bit younger than you, or a little bit older than you. And by the way, my brother was in Vietnam, 69-71. My father was in World War II at the very end, and my grandfather was in World War II right after Pearl Harbor. My great-great-grandfather was in the Civil War.
We still got Mark? Did we lose him, Ken? All right, well, Mark, something happened. You got disconnected. Call back in. Let's take Bruce in Texas.
Hey, Robert, you got me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Semper Fi.
Yeah, you too, hey, man.
The big cheese over there, John Stadtmiller, put out some good information the other day on the current militias. I looked into it. There are law enforcement officers, you know, street level people, patrol people, that are actually joining up, and they're being welcomed in. And seems to be a sense of camaraderie there between the existing members and these cops. Now, I've got a couple of cops in my family, and I know.
Hey, hold on a second, Bruce. Hey, Ken, I'm hearing you in the background. All right, go ahead.
All right, yeah. And I want to point out, too, you know, that clip you played of that kid there in the Army getting roped in, I think that was an obvious FBI honeypot. And anything, despite what happened in Germany in the 30s and 40s, that's a different subject from these groups who wave that flag today. They're not equal to that. They play into the media psyop of racist white supremacists, and you get pushed in. It's just like the jihadis back after 9/11, you know. They'd get these young Arabs pushed into that, and they'd spend the rest of their life in the Supermax doing something stupid. So, okay, and also these guys that are being...
Hold on a second, Bruce. There are, when you look at Antifa brigades, okay, there are useful idiots, plenty of them, but then there also are command and control. Okay, and so it's a mixed bag. There are hardcores in there that are hardcore Marxist revolutionaries and are trained, okay? And then there's sucked in useful idiots that are basically their frontline ground kind of, you know, soldiers. So don't think that, you know, anti-fascist action is not coordinated. When you get into the Project Veritas whistleblowers, there's high coordination there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely with Antifa, et cetera. Yeah. But what I'm getting at, if you look at these guys, like the one that was chased down, he got in a shoving match, and then he ended up, some guy hit him with a skateboard, and he shot him dead. Now he's facing capital murder charges or whatever. Yeah. See, if you're alone and you go to an event trying to puff your chest out and do whatever, you're gonna lose no matter what the hell happens. Look at the wins. The wins have been at the Alamo, where the militia showed up and defended the Alamo from BLM trying to deface the monument there.
Yeah.
Look at the in California, the bikers that pumped out Antifa and prevented them from rolling into town. So if you feel the need, people out there to join something, perhaps look at a reputable militia. They would do a background check. A lot of times they're required to have a CHL as part of a security background. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. That'll
all
work.
Right. Take care.
All right. Yeah, so, and, you know, make sure you do your due diligence when you're looking up one of these militias as well, because you don't want to join something up that's ran by, you know, alphabet type guys that are going to get you caught up in some sort of thing either. So make sure you really look at things and your gut's telling you the right thing. Let's bring Mark back up. He's back on the line. We got you back, Mark. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you there, Ravel?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. So the point is, what I was bringing up is that I just discovered 3 years ago. I happened to have been adopted, but I discovered 3 years ago about my father's side. all the way back to the Civil War. My great-great-grandfather was in the Civil War for the North, although mm-hmm. when I grew up, I thought I'd been for the South. I didn't know anything about until 3 years ago that my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War for the North, for Pennsylvania. And he was in the Battle of the Wilderness, and he became a prisoner of war in Andersonville for 11 months. 11 months, Robert. He survived mm-hmm. Andersonville, which is horrendous that he yeah. survived. And he ended up in the Midwest because he got a piece of property out there to they gave away the land for a while. And anyway, so I come from a long line of veterans, Ray Volt. Now, the thing is, I don't have a family. I'm 59 years old. You think, well, what the frick am I talking about? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I care about families, and I care about my community. I happen to have grown up in southern Missouri in the Ozark Mountain area. I call myself an Ozark Mountain daredevil. I don't know about you there, Ravel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know you're from the north, and I've been to Creve Coeur. I've been to St. Louis. I've been in that area. And the tribe is very thick there, very thick there. One of the big thing that they established there was that their little synagogue there. That was the first huge synagogue west of the Mississippi. So they're deep in St. Louis. So what I like to say is I want to acknowledge Frank because he was my friend. I never met him, but I talked to him many times on the phone, and I learned a hell of a lot about him. He was a samurai swordsman on the phone to get through these phone alternative media radio programs. And I learned a lot from him by listening to him and also engaging him. And I appreciate you, Robert, because you're keen on the truth. And what we are facing is good versus evil. And the good people of our country, of our culture, you know, have been doing their best to hold the line for what's good and what's right for families and for freedom and for going forth to have a better life for the next generation. What we're facing is good versus evil, and we're facing evil right now, and they're bringing it on. Now, the incrementalism that's been happening over the last 100 years or so, or actually a little bit more than that, now they're in our face, and they're bringing it on very, very swiftly.
Sure.
I'm not standing for it. And I appreciate you being there holding the line and trying to do your best to hold the line in the sand, because we keep moving. I don't get this. You know, I mean, the goodwill of the people and the good trust of the people of America have been moving that line in the sand repeatedly. Just move a little bit, little bit, little bit back, little bit back, little bit back. I'm sorry, we're tired of moving the line in the sand. I don't know about you, Robert. I'm tired of moving the line in the sand, and it's about time we ain't saying no more.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, and I talk about this quite a bit. Each person, look, there's each person has a threshold, okay? There's, like you talk about, a line in the sand that I can't say what your threshold is, and you can't say what mine is. But the thing is, with me, I try to keep a logical. I try to take my emotions down. I try to be like, okay, what is the best way for me to plot forward here? What kind of strategy do I, you know, I've got, you know. When you have loved ones around you that you're responsible for, and so forth and so on, when you see, you know, like here in St. Louis, you've got hostile jurisdictions where the circuit attorneys and the prosecutors are hostile, and you're in a, yeah. you're basically in an area where you're going to get railroaded. You've got to really watch your rear end, and you've got to think tactically. That's the biggest thing is, okay, what's worth it to, you know, what action is going to finally be to where we, you know, it's time to, you know, act and so forth. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Ken? Oh, well, Mark, for some reason, can't hear me, but, yeah, it's. Can you hear me, Mark?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough decision, and I can't make it for anybody else. Look at that video of Harlem last night. It's right on the front page of Rents, and that's something for everybody to look at. All right, it's 45 seconds, but that is the possibility of every one of our major cities going that direction.
Well, I appreciate you highlighting that. And the thing is that at some point, I mean, like I'm here in Philly, and I've been here in Philly for a while. I got connected with a gal, and we were in a relationship. But I was not into this Philly thing. I'm from the countryside, okay? I'm from where people are smaller circles, and we work with each other, and we work it out, and things like that. But when you're in the big cities on this man-made system stuff and the dog eat dog and all this, I'm really not into this. And I know there in St. Louis that kind of thing can happen too. And the thing is, but I'm from the countryside. I'm from the rural areas. I'm from people, the farmers, and the people have their cattle and stuff like that. And so now when I'm learning from my nephew back in Missouri, it's like, you know, it's like communism's taken over. What are we going to do, Ravel? What are we going to do?
Well,
stand up and speak out and let our fellow people know and inform them. Like Jefferson said, inform the people and let them, you know, I mean, I can't tell people what to do. We can't tell people what to do. We can inform them and say, hey, make a sensible decision. But the thing is, I mean, they're mesmerizing the minds of people to the point where they've lost their mind. They've lost their common sense of grounding. And, you know, it's like what?
I don't necessarily think that. I think there's a lot of people that are waiting for the moment where their spirit is going to tell them to jump into action. And then they're holding the line right now and they're waiting for the time. And when that time is, you and I, you know, we have to come to that on our own. But I got to jump. I got a lot of callers, Mark. Thanks for being there.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's take it says Dan in Nevada. Is that Dan or Dave? Who we got in Nevada? Nobody there? All right, well, let's take Tom in Florida.
Can you hear me? Yeah, Robert, how you doing? It's good evening. Good evening, Robert. And like I said, awesome show again. And, you know, you're of all the shows, your show, so the ones to me is most informative, actually, you and Michael. But listen, Robert, all I want to say is, first off, have you had opportunity to hear about a movie, you know, I mean, the DVD that Larry Elder made called Uncle Tom?
I saw the kind of trailer and some interviews about it. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, it's very informative. I recommend it to a lot of every American should actually watch it, because it's so informative. I think it's going to blow the demon rats' heads off. But what I really want to talk about is your last caller too. And first off, we got this Hussein Obama who lives still in Washington. And this guy is trying to do like Hugo Chavez. We have this lady here in Florida talking about what's going on with the same thing happened in Venezuela that they're trying to do over here. What they did to the institutions and everything in Venezuela, they crushed it, the commies.
Sure, yeah.
And they're doing it here, Robert. And I talked to a bunch of Venezuelans here in South Florida, and let me tell you, they want to grab arms. And look, they're so disgusted with these Antifa and these Black Looter Matters. It's unbelievable, because they're letting me know that, hey, this is going to happen here, what happened over there. That's why they're over here. Because Venezuela at one time was a very wealthy country, Robert. These Venezuelans that are here in South Florida actually don't want to be here.
Yeah.
But they basically have no other choice. It's like a lot of these Cubans. So this is what these people are implementing, these demon rats, and that George Soros that was paying these off. You know, some of these people get paid $1,800 a day to protest, to do a lot of this nonsense.
You know, and here's the thing, and I want to flesh this out with you real quick. Now, there is another school of thought, okay, that basically they're trying to almost run a psyop of the same template, and then they're going to have us all snap and basically crush these commies, and they actually have another level of control, almost, let's just say it's going to be a form of authoritarian control. It's almost like the military running a suck these all these kids and basically blacks, Muslims, Marxists, all into the, out in the open to be crushed on purpose. And I personally, I think, I don't believe that, but there is that angle that's floating around out here that this is all a psyop, and then the military is actually running this, and they actually want to crush all the people that are getting just sucked into the Marxist revolutionary ideology, and run the Rex 84 stuff and the garden plot and all that. And so there's all these people saying that this is actually more or less a fascist kind of operation to crush the commies and then implement total fascism here and blah, 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 blah. I don't believe that, but that I see this floating around out here as a hypothesis. I think this is real communism. I think it's world communism run by basically Jewish mafia, Jesuits, the crown, black nobility, all these. It's just a worldwide management system to keep the little guy under the communist boot while they all sit outside the system and eat caviar and rape little kids and, you know, do their thing.
Well, you know, Robert, I you know, who knows, that could be, but was kind of fascinating me last night is I was watching Judge Jeanine on Fox, and they had a guy in there just giving these figures, so I had to check it out today. This guy said over almost like 7,700 blacks are murdered every year by blacks. And I figured it out, and I said, well, you know, that's 10-year period of, you know, like 75,000. Well, I actually found the number. From 2010 till 2020, which is currently right now, what I saw, the FBI statistics on black-on-black murder, there's been 78,128 blacks murdered by blacks in a 10-year period, almost close to 80,000. I can't round it up. We'll say 79,000. Black-on-black murders. That's according to FBI statistics. Now, that's pretty significant, ain't it, Robert?
Well, compared to the birth rate, I mean, their birth rate's very high. I mean, you got guys running around, girls got running around having numerous kids with numerous different other parents. I mean, so when you look at it like that, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Robert, it's crazy. But, you know, also the black community, also the blacks have women have more abortions proportionally to white women, for sure. I believe it's like some like 90,000 black babies aborted a year. I believe I believe for the Caucasians, I believe it's I think I saw 48,000 white babies are aborted a year. You know, look, this whole thing is like, I don't know what you call this. Other than you got George Soros and that scumbag Bill Gates, all the criminal activity that guy's getting away with. I mean, these billionaires are the biggest problem. They are ones that should definitely be arrested for their.
Well, Jeff Bezos just took Dr. E. Michael Jones's books all off of Amazon. You know, it's the draconian crackdown is here on speech, on freedom of association for white people. It's the South Africa template being implemented here. Okay. And
You just read my mind. What you said, I was just going to bring up South Africa. That's what they're trying to turn us into, a South African type, situation. But they remember in South Africa, there's 80% black or 82% black and only like 18% Boer. Here it's the opposite. We're the Anglos, Caucasians are still in the majority. As long as we're in a majority, we may be okay. But once we get in that 549 scale, we're in a big doom of trouble. So
yeah, well, basically Caucasians are in big trouble in places, you know, where in urban areas where you've got a lot of goofy mentality, rap-minded people, and they're in the minority. There's a lot going on out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Robert, a lot of my friends, You got to keep your powder dry, like one of the main guys says. You got to keep your powder dry. But I tell you, I think in 9 months' time, like as long as it takes to have a baby, that if something don't get straightened out, this country's an all-out civil war. I really believe that. I hate to say that, but I think, you know, we got 9 months to get this straight. If not, yeah. I pray for this country because it's gonna be nightmarish, man. I'm telling you.
And yes, sir.
What I'm seeing here in South Florida. Yeah.
What all right, man. Florida, well, I got bottom of the break, bottom of the hour here, but thanks for calling, man.
Calm.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
For Glade Night Premiere Show, Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
We are back. Last half hour of the broadcast coming your way. And let's see here. We have Ken, let me know when you get that queued up. But we got Mike in Kentucky. Let's go ahead and bring him up. We got Mike.
Hello? We go. I think I'm on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Does it sound okay? This landline is increasingly getting chattery with digital, you know, tile out
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, you sound good. You sound good. Go ahead.
Over.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's also a lot of lag time, but I would encourage people to continue to try to maintain battery-operated radios that have the weather band and AM and maybe even the TV band. I just found at a store called Big Lots, it's being sold as a weather radio, but it still has the TV band in it. A simple channel 6 modulator will operate down around 87.7 on the FM band, And if you have, you know, truckers that still have some of these analog TVs, you can pick them up at yard sales and stuff. They work forever. I had one from 1983. They only stopped working about a year ago. It's a little, you know, like 12-volt powered televisions that go up to channel 83. They have a, you know, that puts you up into the 700 to 900 megahertz range, I think, on a lot of cordless phones and cell phones, which the government's prone to go back to analog when they need to, you know, on digital. But if we have exploits that continually crop up that were to take out the Wi-Fi or the Internet, and or I just read another article where they're talking about a solar flare and you know, communications going down. It's my understanding that the government still maintains a network of some kind of AM radio stations out there that would still operate in analog. The FCC tried to shut down analog AM last year, and it raised a ruckus. There's a lot of foreign entities that control, if not actually own, licenses in this country.
And yeah, of course, I've heard about that, where basically you've got on some of these on shortwave and some of the little AMs that there's a lot of intelligence communication going on with clandestine, let's say, exterior government forces and so forth.
I'm just talking about being able to get out to your community or area and be able to receive information in some kind of a grid down situation. If you have, you know, solar powered 12 volt type weather radios, I think a remnant or government that's still intact would be able to use a lot of these frequencies to get information out, and we'd obviously have to practice some discernment as to what we're hearing. You know, like some stuff may be broadcast in obvious code, or some stuff may not be. But Germany had to go back to old spy craft after the Snowden leaks. If you followed that, I think they restarted some mothballed good old-fashioned typewriter assembly lines so they could go back to old-school spy craft with typewriters.
Sure.
All the exploits that the Snowden leaks exposed, most of which were pretty much obsolete by the time he let them out. You know, in 2014, all the 3G cell phone stuff was pretty much obsolete at that point. I think it only took about 7 years for the lawsuit to go through, where a lot of people that experienced Apple slowing down 3G phones may have $43.70 out there somewhere in a trust fund. You know, if you want to apply to get it. If you've got any proof that you had one of those phones that was slowed down, the European Union, I think. But anyway, I would just encourage people to continue to retain and or look for those type of communications devices in analog.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, man. Ken, let's see if that clip plays now. Go ahead and play it real quick. Number nine, the war room. All right, well, let's go ahead and bring up the next caller. Let's take Murr in Wisconsin.
Oh, hi, Robert and hi. Ken. Hey, what clip are you looking for? The one with where you're Jack at InfoWars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I sent that to him before, but I can resend it. I got it right here.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll send it after I get finished talking to you.
All right.
Yeah. You know, this...
That's my grandfather's name. That was my grandfather's name, by the way. That's why I do that sometimes.
What?
Jack.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I just figured it was the name you use, or maybe it's really your, I don't know, your father, your grandfather.
That was my dad's name.
Cool. Is this his real name? It wasn't short for John or anything either?
Oh, no. His real name was something else, but that was his nickname that he went by his whole life. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Keeping things alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing with Anifa that they're confusing everything with, I heard your one caller there. It never was German. It was always Jewish. It was from the Weimar Republic.
It was Jewish Weimar Germany where they came about, yeah.
Yeah, so they're, Q has a lot of interest in stuff, but they wagged the Nazi in there a little too much for me. Because people really need to see this. But it's not likely because the head of cybersecurity is Ann Nurberg, Chabad Lubavitcher, that believes 7 of her 8 great-grandparents were killed by Nazis.
Yeah.
So, people got, and like this guy Josh that called into Patrick Slattery's, he's only called a couple times, but he can't believe that whites can't believe that secular Jews are doing all this. He said they should be able to believe it. So Patrick asked him something about what, people he knows believe in as far as like religion or whatever. And he goes, I guess maybe some of them the Holocaust, but that was a long time ago. And I got thinking about that, and I'm going to have to tell Patrick too, so Josh hears it. Maybe you need to investigate that, dude. White people don't believe. Well, why don't they believe? You even believe this Holocaust nonsense, And you and Farron were the only ones that really kind of listened to me when I was talking about the trolls. Joshua Ryan Goldberg in 2015, and then they let Pollard loose, and, they brought it 4 days after that big bust. They, Obama had the Muslim bomb cock boy brought to the White House and all that stuff to cover that up. It covered all the searches. You search for that, and you're going to get him. You're not going to get Joshua Ryan Goldberg, R-Y-N-E, by the way, people, look it up. He had over 9 personas all over the world and causing all kind of mayhem. Same thing with this Michael Ron David Kadar, and they took out the Y. But they made planes land. They're threatened. The reason they threaten the JCCs is so they can get reparation money. Reparation, here we go again. Like in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The Squirrely Hill thing up there, That was total op. But they wanted a new building.
Sure.
So, this is how they roll. But also, I had called in to Jamie Kelso's right behind Laura in Michigan. I heard her call in, and she had called Patrick's too, and he was going to give her his phone number. Because where she is, her husband passed away a couple years ago, I guess in September, I think. And it really hit her hard, so she felt she needed to be in that kind of situation. So now they're punishing her by putting her in quarantine for 14 days every time she refuses to get a lobotomy, is what these things are, poking you in. But I want her, encourage her, and she says the only thing she has for sanity is listening to RBN on Wi-Fi radio 24/7. And so I had said on when Lark was filling in there for Steve that DCYAmerica.org, and I know it's Crino Christians, Christian in name only, but the music till dawn, the thing from midnight up till almost 6 a.m., is very nice and very restful. A lot of times a lot of us have a hard time sleeping. And if you look at the Schumann residence, that could be a whole another part of it, But after I got off with, Jamie just totally ignored that I was on the line, but that's all right. But he stepped all over her saying she was being quarantined, And he asked if she knew anybody that had been sick of this. And she said, somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody. It was 4 days and it wasn't that bad. Well, no, just because they call it that. Because some of the people, like Mark and Sully, he was saying, hey, I got it, right? And they said, no, you don't. So it's only who they want to have it.
Right.
They want to call
that, it's like, look, this could be this whole thing is we have cold and flu season every year. So now they could just say just a regular sickness that you have for a couple of days. Oh, you had it. Or, then you got your second guess in your own body. It's such a toxic. It's a mind virus more than it is even a physical virus.
And we can heal ourselves that way, too. Let me say this, because I was going to say this, but I've gotten on Kelso's. There is no flu season, ever. He says, 50,000 years of flu season. No, there wasn't. you know, it's indoor air and junk food season. People out on the ski slopes. And when I told him this before, I even told him this before, he says, yeah, and surfing. They don't get sick. I mean, you answer your own question. You know, take care of yourself. And it's not herd immunity. We only have individual innate immunity and acquired individually immunity. We don't have herd. That's an insult. I don't care if you want to call it community or whatever else. You know, it's not. But anyway, when I got off with Jamie, I thought, well, let me look at my Erase in the Liberty book, because I know he had also read a passage from there about, you know, because Laura talked to her husband and had him remember what went on. And don't you know, well, I have the revised edition. I opened right to the page, 238, and chapter 28, today's the 28th, and it's titled Yellowstone, and it goes into to how she had him remember what was going on, and that was another ship that wasn't let help the Liberty. You know, they were there in the Mediterranean. It was a tender ship. Mm-hmm. So, and then this Weisgerber guy, and you were mentioning this too, you know, he Veritas outed him. He was, how nasty he was, right, a Bernie supporter. And yeah. Then here he is on the street as an anarchist, and Trump and everybody's retweeting it. Anarchist, we see you. And if you listen to the audio, he's directing the blacks what to do to destroy stuff.
Sure,
so, I mean, so people need to remember, this Antifa is Jewish, and it was Jewish back then. You know, we need to clear the Germans. The Germans are a vassal state of this country until 2099.
Yep. So got all our military bases, tanks running down the highways, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and if, yeah, so whenever
let me
ask,
jump,
like,
Merv. Let me jump. I got a lot of people left on here.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
Okay, Merv, thanks. Hey, Ken, let's play that real quick and see if it plays the right part, and then if not, we're going to jump on.
We begin going to phone calls. Again, it's not necessarily a question. It's just two statements, a situation I want to get your response to. It's not a civil war until both sides show up. The second the American patriots show up, the government will come down on us with the military. Now, if you listen to me, you know what I think about this. So before I start pontificating, let me just go to your phone calls. Let's start with Jack. Jack calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead, Jack. You're on the InfoWars. War Room is raw.
Hello, Owen. That's a perfect topic. I do my own radio show, and I talked about this the last few weeks. Look at the hostile jurisdictions. I'm here in St. Louis. St. Louis County, you got Wesley Bell, Black Lives Matter prosecuting attorney, just voted in the last election. Then you got Kim Gardner, St. Louis City circuit attorney, Black Lives Matter, both of them Soros stooges.
Yep, both Soros money.
Yeah, she let all the rioters and looters out.
And she so came into one, she came into her position after the Ferguson riots, too.
Well, she's the one, she cut her teeth on Eric Greitens running the Republican governor out of office.
Which, by the way, and I'm sure you're aware of this, folks, the Eric Greitens situation, it was an FBI coup. The FBI ran a coup against Eric Greitens in Missouri and got him out of office successfully. Then it came out that it was an FBI coup. Literally, it all came out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so St. Louis stinks, and it's a microcosm of the larger society. But basically, so you've got hostile jurisdictions, and this is where they're running the operation. So they want to suck patriots into hostile judicial circuits in order for us to do something there, and then they can sick the Soros-type goons on us. And so we have to realize, like D.C., Bowser up there, and the rest of this. So where they're running these operations, Seattle and so forth, the little Weatherman punk up there in San Francisco who grew up with Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. So this is a model. It's a template they're using. And so they want us to act out when they see our statues getting pulled down. You saw the little Islamist communist punk that wants to rename the city of St. Louis. I'm sure you covered it. Because St. Louis was a crusader and so forth and so on. So this is a complete cultural revolution, overripe, great leap backward is what I call it, the Maoist great leap backward. But it's all designed, and guess what? There's hostile elements of the Pentagon, Milley, Esper, and some of these other creeps, Mattis, and they've got some deep, dark connections as well. And so they've all been ordered. because they all got dirt in their closet. Remember the wife of the former Marine, Kay Griggs, that did hours of testimony how they sucked these officers in with blackmail operations, wife-swapping operations. They get dirt on all of them, and then when it's time for them to follow their little orders to commit treason against their own country, they all have to fall in lockstep or they're all going to get, you know, lose their pensions and all the rest of it. And so we all have to watch it as patriots to get sucked into, you're down there in Austin, these blue cities where there's hostile prosecutors waiting to use lawfare against us. And so it's a very sophisticated psychological warfare.
No, see, this is actually the perfect response, because that's what it is. That's the real threat, is all these Soros-funded Democrat operatives that they have on the benches and prosecuting attorneys, district attorneys, governors, mayors. They appoint them to police chiefs.
You can go ahead and stop it, Ken. All right, let's try to run through the rest of the calls here. Fred in Michigan, come on up, Fred. Got a couple minutes. What's on your mind? He's on five, supposedly. Fred, we got you?
Hey, I'm here.
All right, man, what's up?
Okay. Remember the coup in Ukraine in February of 2014?
Yep.
Victoria Nuland.
Nuland, yeah. Married into the Kagan family, yeah.
So Frank was really totally bullseye on target with all of his presentations and declarations. Who actually divulged that communication? That was loud and clear. And I never did get the source on that.
Yeah, I can't recall now.
All right, well, these governors and their bastardized, fallacious executive orders, Sheriff Doug Shuler of Mojave County, Arizona, in his interview with Tucker Carlson, 6 weeks ago, declared that as such, and lacking the Legislative Act mandate, a compelling compliance with executive orders with business owners who have licenses and the general citizenry, which he said could not be enforced. He will not enforce it, thereby criminalizing his fellow citizens.
Yeah, there's quite a few sheriffs. There's quite a few sheriffs that are saying don't be slaves and all that kind of thing. So there's a bunch of them in these hostile states with radical governors. You know, you got a nut up there, Whitmer, who I guess is facing recall. But there's a bunch of sheriffs in these various jurisdictions saying we're not going along with that. I'm not enforcing that, which is good. It's good to see.
You know, Robert, this may be the prime time opportunity to expand on the Second Amendment relative to establishing county militias. My first stop this week will be with the county sheriff on that very subject matter. And by the way, I called several gun shops because I am in dire need. And one Williams Gun Site, which is nationally renowned, told me I'd have to wear a mask. I called three others. Here in Michigan, they all said, oh, hell no, you don't have to wear a mask. That's a bunch of poppycock. So what I'm going to do, bro, I'm going into Williams Gun Site. They've been in biz since 1943. And I'm going to check, I'm going to review like eight different weapons. And then I'll pull my mask off when I'm all done with that. And I'll throw it at him. I say, hey, dude, because you put me through this bullshit ordeal, I'm not buying any one of your fucking guns.
All right, Fred, I got a couple callers left. Thanks for the call. We've got Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you got about 2 minutes. Go.
Minnesota. Governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Target heir. He's connected to Target.
Okay.
He's an heir to the Target industry.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It was looted, but not burned. Seven Sigma Incorporated. based in Minneapolis, makes lifelike mannequins burned to the ground. Darnella Fraser, taped the tape of Chauvin on the knee, that tape right there.
Yeah.
Well, she has a GoFundMe site because she was so traumatized by it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
She gets $500,000.
Yeah.
You know, when I ask you that?
That's bribery, yeah.
Correct. The IDF. Yeah. They put the knee on the neck all the time of Palestinians. You see any statues in Israel being pulled down?
Yeah.
No, you don't. So that's all I got to say, Robert, and have a good evening.
All right, see you. Take care. Okay, we got Richard in Austin, line three. You'll be the last caller. Richard, what you got?
Hey, how's it doing, Robert? Yeah, I just wanted to say, if you really want to know how big the problem is with the brainwashing, especially with black folks, all you got to do is look at Heather McDonald's numbers, and she breaks them all down. You know, young black men killing 95% of the self-murders, and we kill cops 18.5% more times than they kill us, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she breaks down all the numbers. And when you propose those numbers to just about any age group of my people, they act like it doesn't matter. I can't think of any other category in human, intersectional, sociological, whatever, interaction with people where people will ignore such overwhelming numbers like that. So they have really done a job on us.
Yeah,
I even asked my brother the other day, aren't you mad when you see Jesse Jackson show up with all these events and he's still posing like he's one of our heroes when he had an actual involvement in the assassination of Martin? And my brother went, no, I don't care. And it's just unbelievable. Most people who I tell that, they just don't care. It's like they just need revenge from the police.
I didn't know about Jesse's involvement until I was watching some Steve Coakley videos a while back. And then he broke it all down. I was like, wow. But yeah, I mean, look,
Cynthia McKinney even showed us where to go view the case. They had a Senate hearing on it, and black people don't care. They love Floyd more than they love Martin Luther King, apparently. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, it's but Joe Biden even said that was more of a significant event of George Floyd, which is a questionable operation, in my opinion, anyway. Then Martin Luther King being killed, which is, you know, fascinating. But, you know, Joe Biden said 120 million people have died from COVID as well.
Hey, we can still win. All you need to do is just arrest key people, key Antifa in every city, key black lives, because they're all taking war money from George Soros. So they're actually waging war in America. If Trump just arrests all, we're good.
Yeah,
we got the documents.
Well, Barr just dropped some stuff where they're about to allegedly go after the Antifa network. We shall see. I'm not confident, but we'll see. Yes, take care, man.
All right.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.